all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
I'd like to wish one and all a very blessed Christmas.
我也要祝各位圣诞蒙福。
The passage for our consideration from God's Word is taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 18.
今天我们的讲题取自的经文呢，是来自希伯来书第二章十四到十八节。
We live in a world where there is much destruction.
那我们活在的这个世上呢，有非常多的破坏性的东西。
There are certain destructions that we do not like, especially those that take lives.
我们对于很多这些破坏性的东西呢，都不欢喜，尤其是那些会取走我们生命的。
And you'll find all over the world that when we build buildings, for example, or airplanes or ships, that they are as safe as possible.
那你看到我们建造房子，甚至是飞机等等的东西呢，我们都会确保它是非常安全的。
For when we are careless, lives could be lost.
因为只要我们一不小心呢，生命可能就会丧失了。
But there are certain destructions that are very deliberate.
但是有一些破坏呢是刻意的。
We will try our best to destroy things that are bad for us.
我们会去尝试呢去破坏那些对我们不好的东西。
Refuse and things that are smelly, we try to burn them and destroy them.
比如说垃圾非常的臭，传出恶臭，所以我们会去把它们烧掉。
Viruses and bacteria that make us sick, we try to destroy them too.
还有病毒细菌让我们生病，让我们死亡，所以我们也尝试去破坏它们。
And so we try our best to destroy diseases, especially those that are terminal that will take our lives.
所以我们尝试呢去破坏这些疾病，尤其是那些就是夺走我们生命的绝症。
And so tonight we're going to talk about destruction.
所以今天晚上呢，我们要谈的这个课题呢，就是败坏、破坏。
What is man's greatest enemy?
那么人最大的敌人是谁呢？
What do you want to be destroyed from your life?
你希望从生命中去破坏什么东西呢？
I believe for many of us in first world countries where life is good, you want to live forever.
那我相信生活在第一世界的人们呢，尤其是因为我们的生活非常的美好，所以我们希望永远的活下去。
And therefore you try your best to drive the word death out of your life.
所以我们就尝试呢要驱走死亡。
And so we are very careful with what we consume.
所以我们在吃东西的时候呢就非常的小心。
We take vitamins to keep us healthy.
我们就服用这个维他命来让我们自己健康。
We see doctors to get better, to get well.
那我们也看医生，希望自己的身体会好起来。
We are careful with our food as well.
我们对我们的食物也非常的小心。
The ultimate purpose is to prolong our lives.
那最终的目标呢，就是希望能够长寿。
But the reality is that no matter how we may try to prolong our lives, we know that one day.We will all die.
但是事实是呢，不管我们怎么样去使自己长寿呢，有一天我们仍然要面对死亡。
Because we believe that we are born to live.
因为我们相信呢，我们生下来呢就是为了活着。
And we want to live as long as possible and in the most comfortable manner.
所以我们希望能够活得越久越好，而且是非常舒适的活着。
Is that not a true description of your life, your thinking?
难道这不是你的想法，你的一生吗？
And yet, if we are honest with ourselves, with our own soul, we all have to admit, whether rich or poor, young or old, we will die.
那如果我们诚实地面对自己的话呢，我们就会知道，不管是富贵、贫困，或者是年轻、老迈，我们都要面对死亡。
But the Bible tells us that it's one person and one person alone.Who can help us?
但是圣经告诉我们呢，有一个人也是唯一的一个呢，他能够帮助我们。
He can take away death from your life.
他能够从我们的生命中呢去除死亡。
To do that, he has to destroy the one who has power over death.
那要做到这一点呢，他就必须呢去败坏那个掌控着死亡权势的这个。
And that's what we see in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
那也就是我们在希伯来书第二章十四节所看到的。
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
The first part of this phrase describes us.
那么在十四节的上半部呢，形容的就是我们了。
We are partakers of flesh and blood.
因为我们都是血肉之躯。
Our body, our constitution is made of flesh and blood.
我们的身体呢，就是由血和肉所组成的。
Who is the he described here in the second part of the phrase?
那么在十四节这里所说到的他到底是谁呢？
He also himself likewise took part of the same, just like us, flesh and blood.
那么这个他呢，也照样亲自成了血肉之体，就像我们一样。
The identity of this person he is found in verse 9. His name is Jesus.
那么这个他的身份呢，在第九节可以看到，也就是耶稣。
Why was he so special?
为什么耶稣那么特别呢？
He was special because he existed before he took on flesh and blood.
他之所以特别呢，是在于他拥有血肉之体之前呢，就已经存在了。
You and I never existed until we began to exist in our mother's womb.
那当我们就是在母亲的这个肚子里开始生长的时之前呢，我们是不存在的。
But not the person called Jesus.
但是耶稣却不一样。
He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Before he took on the form of man.
他在就是成了血肉之体之前，他是神的儿子。
And after he became man, he remains the Son of God.
那么他成为人之后呢，他仍然是神的儿子。
That means God became man.
也就是说呢，神成为人。
And he walked on this earth like you and me. That's why he took on flesh and blood.
那么他就像你和我一样在这世上活着呢，就所以他跟我们也一样有了血肉的肢体。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
所以这也就是圣诞节的
意思了。Christmas is about the birth of Jesus.
那么圣诞节的意思呢，就是基督的诞生。
There is one word that summarizes what Christmas means.
那么有一个字呢，可以概括这个圣诞节的意义。
And that is the word Emmanuel.
也就是以马内利。
It means with us is God.
意思就是神与人同在。
God the Son and God the Man Jesus walked amongst us.
也就是神子、人子主耶稣基督与我们同在。
But why would he want to come down from the perfect place called heaven onto this wicked sinful world.
那为什么耶稣要从那么美好那么完全的这个天堂下到这个非常邪恶的世界呢？
All of us who are born to live would want to be in heaven free from diseases, free from death, free from evil and evil people.
那我们一生下来呢，就希望一直活着，我们也希望呢能够到天堂去，因为天堂没有死亡，没有疾病。
But not the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣基督却不一样。
He came down from heaven, which was a perfect environment to be one of us and put himself in harm's way.
他原本住在天堂，是一个非常完美完全的地方，但是他却来到了人间。
Because unlike you and me, who are born to live, he was born to die.
因为他跟我们不一样，他来到世间，他诞生在这个世界上是为了我们而死。
Because that was the only way to destroy the person who has power over death.
因为只有这样呢，他的死呢才能败坏那掌死权的。
That's what we find in the second part of verse 14.
也就是我们在十四节后半部所看到的。
He took on flesh and blood that through death,He might destroy him that had the power of death, and that is the devil himself.
圣经告诉我们，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
The devil is the god of this world.
那么魔鬼呢，是这个世界的神。
He is the one who has power over your death and my death.
他拥有，他掌管着我们的死。
That's what the Bible says here very clearly.
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们。
Why can't God just simply use his power to destroy the devil?
为什么神他实际上可以用自己的这个能力去败坏这个魔鬼？
Why did he have to come down and take on flesh and blood in order to destroy the devil?
为什么神要差遣他的儿子来成了血肉之体 来借着他的死败坏那掌死权的呢?
You know the destruction of the one who has power over death, the devil, is not that the devil will cease to exist.
那么我们知道呢, 败坏那掌死权的呢, 他是会继续存在的。
The ultimate destruction of this devil is to send him to the lake of fire for eternity.
那么要如何败坏那掌死权的呢? 那最终的这个 就是最终的目的呢，就是要让这掌死权的，也就是魔鬼呢，下到地狱去，永久的在那火湖里。
Because the devil was the one to be blamed to bring death into this world.
因为死之所以会来到世间呢，完全要归咎于魔鬼。
He deceived our first parent, Adam.
他们欺骗了我们的始祖亚当。
Adam and Eve were the ones.
亚当和夏娃。
Who fell into sin.
因为他们呢, 就是陷入了罪。
And because of Adam's fall into sin, all of us are born in sin.
因为亚当, 坠入了这个罪里面呢, 所以我们所有他的子民呢, 他的后代呢, 都生, 就是生出来, 都带着原罪。
When we grow up, we are deceived more by the devil and we have sinned more than ever before.
那么当我们不断地成长的时候呢, 我们就会继续地被这个魔鬼所欺骗, 然后继续地邪恶下去。
The sins that we often commit are based upon the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life.
那我们所犯的罪呢, 可以归纳为就是眼目的情欲, 肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Is it not true that because of pride in us, when we have done wrong, we refuse to say sorry and repent?
比如说因为我们的骄傲呢，我们犯错的时候呢，不愿意道歉。
All of us have committed this transgression.
我们每一个人都曾经犯过这样的罪。
Young and old alike, all the same.
不管你是年轻的、老迈的，都曾经犯过这样的罪。
We all can identify ourselves with this transgression.
我们都能够认同于这样的一种罪。
We like to save face, we call it.
我们非常爱面子。
Well, this saving of face is because of the pride in man.
那是因为我们心里有着非，因为我们骄傲，所以我们爱面子。
And the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes are also all around us.
那么我们眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲都在我们的周遭。
And we have preached and tell people often again, time and time again, that this is a very good motive to do more and gain more.
那我们也在讲道中呢，告诉人们说，这些都是我们犯罪的根源。The
world called this success.
那我们因为有这些眼目的情欲和肉体的情欲，我们就希望得到更多。那么我们所谓得到更多呢，这个世界称之为成功。And
so men, women, and children are propelled by the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the world called it success. It's very good.
那人呢，因为肉体的情欲和眼目的情欲呢，他们想要得到更多，而这世界称之为成功。那么，在这个世界的眼里呢，这是非常美好的。Do
you know why he is called the devil here and not Satan?
你知道为什么在这一节中，他被称为魔鬼而不是撒旦吗？
He is called the devil here because here God wants us to know that he is a slanderer.
因为神要我们知道呢。 就是撒旦，也就是魔鬼呢，在这里他是，就是他是那个会，就是说，诽谤人的。He
will slander all the truth that God described us to be.
因为他会扭曲呢所有神赐给我们的真理。God
says we are born in sin. The devil says no, we are born a neutral. We are born fine.
那神告诉我们，我们生出来呢就带着原罪，但是魔鬼会歪曲这样的一个真理，告诉我们说我们生出来是没有罪的。We
are surrounded by evidence that we are all born in sin.
但是我们看到周遭许多的证明呢，就许多的证据呢，证明我们是带着原罪而生的。Look
at toddlers and how they behave. They demonstrate selfish desires. They demonstrate pride.
那我们看看小孩，他们其实，我们从他们的身上都看得到，他们也有自私和骄傲的心理。You
tell them to say sorry to their sibling when they have done wrong, they refuse.
你让他们跟他们的兄弟姐妹，如果他们得罪了他们的兄弟姐妹，你要让他们道歉的话，他们不愿意。They
know how to tell lies.
他们还会撒谎。
They know how to be self-centered.
他们非常的自我。
And the fact that they die tells us that they are sinners.
那么人之所以会死呢，甚至是小孩他们也会死，那么就告诉我们说他们也是罪人。
When God says we are filled with the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and they are sinful.
那么神说我们的心里呢充满着这个眼目的情欲和肉体的情欲。
The slanderer will challenge God and say, no, it is good for us. Let this be the driving force to motivate you.
那么魔鬼就会挑战这样的真理，他会说肉体的情欲和眼目的情欲呢是驱动你们走向成功的这个源头。
When God says, naked you came into the world, and naked you will leave this world, the devil says, no, that is not true.
那么当神告诉我们说我们是空手而来也要空手而归的时候呢，魔鬼却告诉我们说不是这样的。
God says, stop measuring yourself by the abundance of the possessions that you have. The devil says, no, keep on measuring yourself by the abundance of the possessions you have.
那么当神告诉我们说不要以我们所拥有的财产呢来衡量自己，但是魔鬼却会告诉我们说你就是要用你所拥有的来衡量自己的地位。
We live in a world where materialism is God.
那我们生活的这个世界呢，我们的这个物质呢就是神。
You see how many millions of people will line up and queue to buy lottery tickets when the jackpot is in the hundreds or millions of dollars.
那我们可以看到呢，数以万计的人呢，他们会愿意花时间去排队呢，买万字票。
You know how many millions of people all over the world are propelled by the motivation to get promoted so that they can have more money to live in a bigger house?
那这个世界呢，也有数以万计的人呢，他们为了拥有更多的钱，就是希望能够升值，好叫他们拥有更多的钱，能够购买就是更大的房子。
This is the devil's voice whispering into our ears through the world.
这就是魔鬼的声音，他在我们的耳边呢轻语告诉我们这些。
Because he does not want you and me to think about death while we are still alive.
因为他不愿意我们还活着的时候呢去思考死亡这个课题。
He wants us to continue to be mesmerized by materialism so that when we die suddenly, surrounded by wealth, we will find ourselves in hell.
那么他要我们呢被这世间的一切所迷惑，好叫我们死亡的时候呢，好像我们死的时候呢，即便我们周围我们拥有了很多的物质，但是我们却下到地狱去。
Because he knows that we will die in sin, and that's where we will end up.
因为我们会死在罪里，然后我们就会下到地狱去。
Because that's what God says in God's word.
因为神的话语如此告诉我们。
But the devil, the slanderer, says otherwise.
但是魔鬼却给我们另外一种说法。
That's why Jesus Christ has to come to die for us.
所以主耶稣基督他必须来到这世界为我们而死。
Because you and I are under the bondage of sin.
因为你和我呢都被死亡所奴役了。
So Jesus Christ came to destroy the devil who has power over death.
所以主耶稣基督他来到世上是要败坏那掌死权的，也就是魔鬼。
This is taught in verse 14 of verse 2 of chapter 2 in Hebrews.
那我们就从希伯来书第二章第十四节看到这点。
Because that's the only way to destroy the devil.
也只有借着主耶稣基督的死才能败坏。
In order to save you and me.
才能败坏魔鬼，好叫我们能够得救。
He has to destroy the works of the devil.
他必须败坏魔鬼的工作。
In order to save you and me.
好叫我们能够得救。
Jesus Christ was born not only to destroy the devil, but to destroy the bondage of sin that you and I are in.
那主耶稣基督的死呢，不仅要败坏魔鬼，他也要败坏就是捆绑着我们的罪。
You find this from verse 15 to verse 18.
那我们从十五到十八节可以看到这点。
To deliver them which through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
十五节说，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
As long as we are in bondage to sin, where we continue to sin repeatedly, death hangs over our head like a very, very dark and frightening cloud.
那么如果我们继续的被罪所捆绑，继续的犯罪的话呢，那么死就像一片乌云一样不断的跟随着我们。
God says to us, be afraid of hell.
那神告诉我们说，我们要害怕地狱。
The devil says, "No need to be afraid of hell. I will be there to join you to make you happy."
那么魔鬼却告诉我们说，你不需要害怕地狱，因为我会跟你啊在地狱里面一块儿的欢喜。
Are you afraid of death and where you will end up in hell and ultimately the lake of fire?
那你是否害怕死亡？是否害怕死了之后下到地狱去，永远的在火湖里受苦呢
？You should be.
你应该感到害怕
的。It is a place of great pain and torment.
因为那里呢是充满痛苦的。
There have been some foolish people who will say, in pride and arrogance, "I am not afraid of the lake of fire."
那么有一些就是非常傻的人呢，他们却信誓旦旦的说，我不害怕这个火湖。
My friends are there. My loved ones are there.
因为我的亲人都在那里。
Your friends and your loved ones who are there.They are telling you, "Don't join me."
但是他不知道，他在火湖里的那些亲友呢，实际上要告诉他说，不要下来。
Because they loved you and they care enough for you to tell you, "Don't join me." It is a place of great pain and torment.
因为他们爱这个，他们爱他们的亲人，所以他们要告诉他们说，千万不要下到地狱这个火湖来，因为那里有非常大的这个痛苦。
There are people who have seen their loved ones.Struggling in great torment and pain on this earth.
那么我们知道有些人呢，他们亲眼目睹自己的亲人呢，就是承受莫大的痛苦。
And no drug on earth can ease their pain.
那么没有任何的药物能够舒缓他们的痛苦。
I was told that there are certain crippling diseases like cancer when it afflicts certain parts of the body like the bone. The pain is so excruciating that it will cause.Distortion to the person's features.
那么有人告诉我呢，有一些疾病，比如说癌症呢，当它影响人的一些部位的时候，比如说就是骨头的时候呢，那种疼痛是非常非常就是非常锥心的，而且是能够那种疼痛是会扭曲一个人的面貌的。
And the pain is so excruciating that they're prepared to hurt themselves in order to ease their pain.
那么甚至他们会就是自己去使自己让自己痛苦，好叫于能够去舒缓这样的一种锥心的痛。
You multiply that 1,000 times, and it may not even be enough when a person suffers the torment of hell and then the lake of fire.
那么这个火湖里面所承受的痛苦呢，是我们把这种患癌症的痛苦乘以1000倍都还就是不如还不到的。
And the pain has no end and has no relief.
而且在火湖里的这个痛苦呢是没有办法舒缓，而且是永远永远下去的，它不会停止的。
Why would God punish a sinner so severely to send him into the lake of fire for eternity?
那为什么神要如此的去惩罚一个罪人，使他永远的在火湖里面呢
？Because he is a holy God.
因为神是圣洁的神。
When you and I sin, we sin also against God.
那么当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们就是得罪了神。
The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life are not just sins that we commit against one another. It's a sin that we commit against our Creator God Himself.
那么我们肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，我们在这些就是我们所犯的所有的罪，不仅是彼此得罪，我们也得罪了我们的神。
You think it was an easy thing for God to send the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, from heaven onto this earth to be persecuted and then to die on the cross for you and for me?
那要神差遣他的独生爱子主耶稣基督来到这个世上，为我们的罪而受逼迫，然后承受痛苦，然后死在十字架上，这并不容易。
This was the only way to deliver a sinner from the punishment of hell and the lake of fire.
但是这是唯一能够使罪人脱离这个地狱和这个火湖的这个方法。
The Son of God has to become the Son of Man in order to destroy the devil and the bondage of sin in your life and in my life.
神子要成为人子，好叫他的死呢能够使罪人脱离这个罪和死亡。
We have been subjected to this bondage all our lifetime, from the moment we begin to exist in our mother's womb until the day when we die.
那么我们在母胎里面形成之际呢，我们就被罪和死所捆绑，一直到我们死去。
And there is no escape from death.
然后我们是没有办法逃离死亡的。
If God did not send the Lord Jesus Christ to take on flesh and blood like you and me to die for us, there is no way any one of us can get out of the lake of fire.
那如果神没有差遣他的爱子主耶稣基督来成了血肉之体，就像你我一样去为我们的罪而死的话呢，没有人任何的人能够脱离这个永恒的火湖。
All of us were doomed.
我们所有的人都被定罪了。
But we thank God that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary to become a man to take on flesh and blood to die for us.
但我们要感谢神呢，差遣了主耶稣基督，借着童女玛利亚而生，好叫我们能够借着他而得救。
Christ did not die to redeem angels.
神啊，耶稣呢的死并不是要救这个天使。
He came to die for you and me because he became like you and me with one exception. He was born without sin.
而是要救你和我，因为他就成了血肉之体，就好像你和我一样。但是有一点不同的是，主耶稣基督诞生的时候是没有罪的。
That's what we find in verse 16.
我们在十六节可以看到。
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
十六节告诉我们说，他并不就拔天使，乃是就拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He became part of the nation of Israel.
他成为以色列的一个一民。
He cannot be born without a nation, and so God designed for mankind the nation of Israel.
那主耶稣基督不能就是说在没有国籍的诞生在这个世界，所以神的按照神的计划呢，他就是设立了这个以色列国。
We thank God for his protection during our trip to Israel this past couple of weeks.
那么过去几个星期呢，我们一行人呢就到了以色列，我们要感谢神呢保守了我们。
We went to Nazareth, the city where Jesus Christ grew up.
那我们就去到了拿撒勒呢，也就是主耶稣基督成长的这个市镇。
Jesus of Nazareth lived and walked on this earth.
那么拿撒勒人耶稣呢，他的确活在曾经活在这个世上。
He is real.
他是真实的。
He did all the miracles that are described in the Bible to prove to man that he is not only the Son of Man but also the Son of God.
圣经告诉我们呢，他行了许多的神迹呢，就是要显明他是神的儿子，他是神。
So that when he died for your sins and my sins, it was the God-Man who died.
那么当他为你和我的罪而死的时候呢，是死为我们而死的，是神子，也是人子。
That's why the Bible described him as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world.
所以圣经形容他为神的羔羊，是那去除这世界的罪的那神的羔羊。
His death is sufficient to wipe away every sin that you committed.
那么他的罪呢，足以清除你所有的罪。
No matter how heinous your sin is.
他的死足以清除你所有的罪。
No matter how many sins you have committed.
不管你犯了多可怕的罪，犯了多少的罪。
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed on the cross is sufficient to wash away every sin, no exception.
主耶稣基督在十字架上所流的宝血呢，是能够足以清除你所有的罪的，没有例外。
You have been full of pride and arrogance all your life.The Lord Jesus Christ can take and wash away that sin as well.
你或许一生呢都是一个非常骄傲的人，但是主耶稣基督的宝血能够洗净你这样的罪。
You bow down to idols, God can also wash away the sin through the blood of Christ.
那你曾经崇拜偶像，但主耶稣基督的宝血足以洗清你这样
的罪。You have committed fornication and adultery, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can wash away the sins as well.
那即便你曾经犯过奸淫的罪呢，主耶稣基督的宝血足以洗净你的罪。
All sins that man committed, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to wash your sins away so that death can be taken away from your life.
那不管你犯了什么罪，你所有的罪呢都能够被主耶稣基督的宝血所洗净，好，并且让你脱离死亡。
Because that's why Jesus Christ came to be born to destroy the bondage of sin in you and in me.
这就是主耶稣基督要诞生在这个世界上的这个原因了，也就是他要借着他的死败坏那掌死权的。
That's what the Bible says in verse 17.
那圣经在十七节这么告诉我们
Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
十七节告诉我们说，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
He came to reconcile our broken relationship with God.
他来呢，是要让我们同神已经破坏了的这个关系呢，重新和好。
As long as we remain in sin, and sin is our master, our relationship with God is that of an enemy.
那只要我们仍然在罪里面呢，罪就是我们的主人，那么我们仍然是与神为敌的。
But when God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you and for me, we can be reconciled to God.
那么可是当神差遣主耶稣基督来为你和我的罪而死的时候呢，我们就有这样的一个机会呢，能够与神重新和好。
Jesus Christ's death can take away all your sins, the sins that you received from Adam,and the sins that you have committed through all your life, Jesus Christ can wash it all away.
那么主耶稣基督的死呢，能够洗净我们所有的罪，包括我们从亚当那边继承的原罪，以及我们这一生所犯的所有的罪，主耶稣基督的死都能够洗净。
For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able, he has the power to succor, that is to help them that are tempted.
十八节说，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
This is not my words, but the word of God Himself to you this evening.
那么今天晚上你们所听到的并不是我的话语，而是神自己对你所说的话语。
God is telling you, do not turn your back on my love.
神要告诉你，不要拒绝我对你的爱。
I loved you enough to send my only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin.
神要告诉你，他爱你，以至于他将他的独生爱子主耶稣基督差遣到这世界上来，为你和我的罪而死。
And I have accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you as sufficient to wash away all your sins, because on the third day after he died, God says, I raised him from the dead.
那么神也说呢，我接纳了主耶稣基督的死，让以至于他的死足以洗净你所有的罪。那么我是通过在三天后把他从死里复活来显明我的悦纳的。
The resurrection of Christ is the testimony that the devil has been defeated, the power of the devil over you and me has been destroyed.
那么主耶稣基督从死里复活呢，就是一个证据，证明呢魔鬼已经被败坏了，证明呢那掌死权的已经被打败了。
You and me, you and I do not need to die in sin anymore and end up in the lake of fire.
那么我们信主的人呢，不再需要面对死亡，不再会下到这个火湖里去了。
The bondage of sin that has crippled your life can be broken forever.
因为死的这捆绑呢，能够永远的被解除。
All you need to do is to believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
只要你相信主耶稣基督为你的罪而死在十字架上。
It's that simple.
就是那么简单。
You believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior,He died on the cross for my sins, O God. I accept him as my Lord, as my Savior with all my heart.
你只要全心全意地相信，然后告诉神说，我相信主耶稣基督为我的罪而死。
You cry this prayer to God right now.
你现在就向神如此的祷告。
And you will be delivered from the bondage of sin.
你就会脱离死的捆绑。
You will be transformed and you will experience the transformation power of the work of Jesus Christ in your heart.
你就会在你的心里呢，经历主耶稣基督改变的这个能力。
You and I thank doctors who destroy the cancer cells in our bodies when they say that we have recovered.
那如果我们患有癌症，然后医生成功的医治了我们的话呢，我们一定会感谢这个医生。
And you feel so relieved and so thankful.
那你肯定心怀感激，而且非常的心情非常的舒坦。
That you have been told by your doctor that you have been healed.
那当医生告诉你你已经痊愈的时候，你一定非常开心。
You are in remission.
你一定会非常的开心。
And you and I know that is only temporary.
但是我们知道呢， 我们只是暂时的战胜了病魔。
Your life has been extended for a few more years, but one day you will still die.
我们只是把自己的生命延长了几年，因为最终我们仍然要死。
You are happy that you can push death away for a few years, and yet God is now offering you. You can push death away from your life forever, that you do not need to die and end up in the lake of fire. Don't turn your back on God's love.
那么你因为呢，就是疾病得到了，疾病得到了医治，能够延长自己的寿命多几年而感到高兴。那么现在神要告诉你说，你只要相信主耶稣基督，你就能够得到永生，你就能够不用下到火湖去永远的受苦。所以神要告诉你，不要拒绝他的爱。
To those who reject the love of God and not want to believe in Christ, I do not find it very sensible and consistent.
那么对于那些拒绝神的爱，不愿意来相信主耶稣的人呢，我觉得这并不是理智的。
This is because we are prepared to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. We are prepared to suffer all sorts of pain and inconvenience to take the therapy from the doctors to cure our cancer that will extend our life for a short time. But we do not want to receive free of charge the love of God that can take death away from me for eternity. We will turn our back on that. I can't understand the inconsistency.
因为我们如果生病了，我们愿意花很多的钱，愿意去就是接受治疗，去承受那治疗带来的痛苦，为的就是要使我们的寿命呢能够延长几年。我们甚至会这么做，但是现在神免费的白白的赐给你这样的一个机会，让你去接受主耶稣基督，就能得享永生。但是我们如果不接受的话，这就不是理智的了。
Don't listen to the voice of the devil.
不要听那魔鬼的声音。
If you do not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and your Savior, if you think that it is not enough, it is the devil speaking to you.
那如果你不愿意接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主，你认为他的死并不足够的话，那你就要小心了，那是魔鬼的声音。
You know the word of God is true.
你知道神的话语是真实的。
You know in your heart that if you die in sin, you will end up in hell.
你知道如果你死在罪里的话，你就会下到地狱去。
You know in your own heart of hearts that you are a great sinner.Repeatedly, you have sinned over and over again.
那你深知你自己是个罪人，你不断的在犯罪。
You may appear very nice and noble before men, but before God who knows your heart, you know you are a sinner through and through.
那你在人的面前呢，你可能会显得非常的尊贵，但是在神面前呢，他知道你的心，他知道你是一个罪人，你也知道自己是一个罪人。
And God says to you tonight, I love you.
今天晚上呢，神告诉你说他爱你。
I love you enough to send my only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, to destroy the devil who has power over death and who has the bondage of sin in your life, completely, totally destroyed.
神告诉你说他爱你，以至于他将他的独生爱子赐下，是让借着主耶稣基督的死败坏那掌死权的，也就是魔鬼。
Why don't you want to be free from the bondage of sin?
那你为什么不愿意脱离那罪的捆绑呢？
Listen to the voice of God and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
你要听神的话语，来接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Stop listening to the god of this world, the devil, that is telling you that Jesus Christ is not your Savior.
不要再听那这个世界的神，也就是魔鬼的声音了，因为他会告诉你，主耶稣不是救主。
Make the right choice on this Christmas.Eve service.
那么在这个平安夜的敬拜会上呢，希望大家能够做出明智的抉择。
Let this be the turning point in your life, free from the bondage of sin for eternity.
让这一刻呢成为你生命的转捩点，让你自己呢能够脱离罪和死亡的捆绑。
Would you make that decision tonight?
今天你是否会做出这样的决定呢？
Don't turn your back on the love of God through Christ Jesus for you.
不要拒绝借着主耶稣基督所赐下给你的神的爱。
It is freely offered, but it cost Jesus Christ his life.
因为这爱是白白给你的，但却要主耶稣基督的生命作为代价。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典慈爱的天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for thy great love for all of us.
我们要感谢你赐给我们的大爱。
And in this night, as the world remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to remember him personally and in a most special way.
今天当全世界的人呢都在纪念圣诞节的时候，帮助我们要来特别的来纪念我们主耶稣基督的诞生。
Let us all remember him as the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
要让我们纪念主耶稣基督，我们救主的诞生。
For he took on the form of flesh and blood, just like me, in order to die for me.
为了我们使我们得救呢，他成了血肉之体。
And thou hast accepted what he has done for me by raising him from the dead for my justification.
而你也接纳了他的事工，使他从死里复活，好叫我们能够脱离罪的捆绑。
We pray, O Lord, for thy Holy Spirit to bring conviction to our hearts.
我们求主你的圣灵来打动我们的心，来让我们知道我们所犯的罪。
Help us, O Lord, to not hold on to sin in our lives.But to embrace your love for us by accepting Christ as my Lord and as my Savior.
让我们不要再紧紧地抓住罪，而是让我们来拥抱你赐给我们的爱，来接受主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
Deliver us, O Lord, from the bondage of sin that has plagued us our entire life.
也求主使我们脱离这个罪的捆绑。
Help us, O Lord, for Jesus' sake.
为着主耶稣基督的缘故，求神帮助我们。
May all of us truly, with all our heart, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior.
但愿在座的每一个人都能够全心全意的来接受主耶稣基督，成为我们的救主。
May none of us die in our sin and find ourselves in the lake of fire.
好叫在座的每一个人呢，没有一个呢会下到地狱去，永远的在火湖里受苦。
May thou be merciful for Jesus' sake.
求主怜悯我们。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们要这样祷告，感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.